Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. The keeping of bees is an ancient form of agriculture that benefits mankind more than we realize. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, as you know, we just can't do without them.
Oh, I know. Bees are, and they're so vital to everything that we do in our whole ecosystem. So.
It is. And honey is not too bad, which is why we've invited Kara Brook, who is a honey expert, who has a lovely line of honeys that we've been sitting here tasting. Welcome to the show, Kara.
Hi. Thanks for inviting me.
We've just been tasting through your line of honeys, many of which are locally sourced.
Yeah.
Where are these coming from?
Mostly Maryland's Eastern Shore.
Is that right?
Yeah, yes. That's amazing.
And we started with one that is, we have these tiny little jars and little spoons, and it's kind of fun. And this little one is kind of a nice bright yellow, and it's a pale one. And what is this one?
This is our spring honey from our farm on Chester Haven Beach Farm in Kent Island.
And it tasted
gorgeous.
It tasted light and very spring-like, and I thought I could almost smell like apple blossoms or something.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of flower.
Yes, there's an old apple orchard and an old pear orchard on the property, and a thousand lavender bushes.
Yeah, lavender. There's no doubt about that. That's amazing.
The next one is a bit darker, a nice medium gold color, I would say.
Yeah, probably amber.
Amber. And what is this one that we tasted?
That is wildflower honey from the Wye River.
Oh, very cool. And it is very, very earthy
in my mind. I thought it was. And that's one of the things I like about honey. It's not all about the sweetness. There are all these different flavors. Jerry, I think it's easily as complex as wine.
It's like anything else. It's all about where it comes from and what the bees have foraged on once they make the honey. And that adds a lot of flavor.
Well, this next one I know has a really interesting story about the terroir and the situation around it. Tell us about it.
I have a friend that takes their bees all the way across country for the winter, and they go to pollinate the almond blossoms. And the almond blossoms and the cherry blossoms open at the same time. So this is a very rare honey that we get. We only have a very limited amount.
But it's called, amazing.
It's called cherry almond.
Yeah.
And there are, I think, the hints of both of those really come through.
Without a doubt.
Which is really astonishing.
Yeah.
Now, the one that's really capturing my imagination is this dark one. And Jerry, this is as dark as blackstrap molasses.
I have never seen
a honey like this.
Dark mahogany color. It's beautiful.
And if you taste it, it really is reminiscent of blackstrap molasses.
There's some burnt like character to it, without a doubt.
Tell us the story behind this one.
The tiny little buckwheat flowers. They're white, and they're so. You would never guess that honey would come from that plant.
These little delicate white flowers. I know, I've eaten them. They're quite bitter, though, and they have a lot of aroma to them.
Yeah.
Lots of micronutrients and amino acids as well.
Yeah.
You have a website, and people can visit that and explore that. And I guess you're available around town, too.
Yeah.
Waxingkara.com.
Waxingkara, as if you were waxing nostalgic or,
exactly.
or something like
that. Nostalgia.
But yes. I think local honey is just a great story, and it's a great time at the year to be cooking with honey.
Yeah, it's such a unique food stuff too.
It is.
It never goes bad.
Keeps forever.
It's amazing. And there are a lot of sort of helative properties to it in a lot of ways.
You got it.
Thank you so much for being
with
us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.